I've been experiencing symptoms that many of us at this age experience due to hormonal imbalances. And if anyone can relate, I do recommend Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it's for any woman that has symptoms of hormonal imbalances. It has been a tremendous help for me. And that the company Happy Mammoth that created Hormone Harmony, they're dedicated to making our lives easier. And that means using science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. These symptoms can include night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling exhausted all the time. Yes, Hormone Harmony has helped me with all of these things. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use our code HiddenTrueCrime at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HiddenTrueCrime for 15% off today.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So keep in mind, all of this is still northbound.
Okay.
Right? You're still northbound on Jungyang Parkway. So why is your car seen going southbound at 810?
I had forgotten my gate clicker. I'm sorry. I forgot I had gone back to the house real quick after we left because I forgot my gate clicker. I actually had to go through the front gate and use my parking pass to grab my clicker. And then we turned around. We had plenty of time to kill, so it was time to go back. I rushed back, got the clicker, and that's when I came back here this way.
So you guys came back here to get your clicker?
Correct.
So when we look at the cameras in the front, it's going to show you coming back in
here with her in the car? Yes, with her in the passenger seat, okay. Yes.
Back in June, we recorded and published an episode titled The Disturbing Case of Madeline Soto, and we have continued to dig deep into this case.
Jennifer Soto appears calm as she tells the Orange County detective the events surrounding her daughter's disappearance. She said at 11 p.m. that Sunday, just after her daughter's 13th birthday, she sent Madeline Soto and Stephen Stearns to bed together.
Is it normal for both of them to sleep in the same room? Sometimes. When I really need a good night's sleep, I will send them upstairs. But a lot of times we will sleep together in the king-size bed, all three of us.
Sheriff John Mina up in Orange County, as well as Kissimmee Police Chief Betty Holland, announced that they had good reason to believe that Madeline was dead. They said video evidence put her body in Stephen Stearns' car Monday morning when he was supposed to be dropping her off at school. They said they found her laptop from school as well as her backpack in a dumpster in the apartment complex where they lived, and they said all of that evidence led them to conclude that she was not alive. It's not a search operation as it was a recovery operation at this point.
It's worse than we thought. The more we learn, the worse it gets in this case.
In this episode, we are going to play Stephen Stearns' police interview. Stephen Stearns has been charged with abuse, sex abuse of a minor, as well as first-degree murder and the death of 13-year-old Madeline Soto. Let's first go over the timeline of Madeline's disappearance with evidence law enforcement gathered leading up to Stephen's arrest, evidence that has now been released in court documents. February 26th, 2024, 7:35 a.m., Stephen is spotted throwing items in a dumpster. Madeline is spotted in the car, slumped to the side with her mouth open. 7:50 a.m., Stephen spotted leaving the apartment complex. Madeline is still slumped over in the car. 8:19 a.m., Stephen returns to the apartment complex and interacts with the security to get back in. 8:31 a.m., he leaves the apartment again, and Madeline is seen completely slumped over. 9:40 a.m., Stephen is seen at the Holiday Inn Club Vacations parking garage and is seen transferring a limp body from the passenger seat to the trunk. At 1:16 p.m., a plate reader picks up Stephen's car a few miles from where Madeline's body was later found. At 1:20 p.m., a man who is believed to be Stearns is spotted on Hickory Tree Road with a tire iron in his hand. At 2:11 p.m., he heads back home. At 2:43 p.m., back at the complex, throwing more items in the dumpster. At 4:30 p.m., Jen goes to pick Maddie up at school and finds out that she wasn't there all day. And then at 8 p.m. that evening, they report Maddie missing. The audio of these interviews is not perfect, but it's important to go over, and we have enhanced it to the best of our ability.
Tuesday, February 27th, 12:05, hours for OCSO case 24-011313. It's Detective Hunt. Can you state your full name?
Stephen Stearns.
All right, Stephen, real quick, you sort of affirm that everything you're about to tell me is the truth?
Yes.
Perfect. So you know kind of why I'm out here, right? Mm-hmm. Involving. When is the last time that you saw...
Dropped her off yesterday morning.
Okay. About what time was it?
Approximately sometime between 8:25 and 8:40-ish is when I dropped her off.
And where were you dropping her to?
Taking her to school.
Got it. And it's my understanding that you dropped her off, like, a little bit away from school?
Yeah, she sometimes likes to get dropped off a bit down the road away. She likes to walk over and catch up with her friends or just not being seen, you know, getting out of a hoopty in front of school.
Okay. And when you say hoopty, you're referring to your...
My car that she's embarrassed to be seen getting out of.
Got it. Okay. Where did you drop her off at? Do you remember approximately? You're good.
It was along the stretch of road, kind of where all those communities are, leading up to the overpass, and then the school's on the other side of the overpass. So I dropped her off along that stretch where all those communities are.
Gotcha. Is it like on the sidewalk or the parking lot?
There's a sidewalk there. And then they've got the church on the other side of the street, and then the overpass, and then the school. So it was maybe no more than a block away.
Okay. Is the school within, like, eyesight of where you drop her off? Or is
the overpass was definitely within eyesight, and the school was literally just on the other side of the overpass.
Gotcha. So if you were to guesstimate it, would it be like a quarter mile, half mile?
Yeah, maybe like a 5-10 minute walk, depending on your speed.
Okay.
But she also likes the cool morning walks too. She was wearing her hoodie and she was feeling the cold weather and she likes that.
How common is it of you to drop her off to school in the morning?
It's not common for me to do it most of the time, but I'm up here and I'm helping out as much as I can and working, so she was trying to get as much sleep as possible. And
mm-hmm.
I was doing the school run this morning.
Okay. Do you live here? Do you live somewhere else? Or what's that look like?
I live here, but I split my time between here and my parents' place down south in Northport. They're getting on in years and they need some help.
Got it. Okay. For how long have you lived here with them?
Oh, gosh. Years now. Couple years maybe now.
Okay. And what does your time splitting look like? Are you here for days, weeks, months, something else?
Weeks at a time, yeah.
And so I guess when did you arrive this block of time that you were here?
Day before yesterday, actually.
So Saturday?
Yeah.
I think. So you got here Saturday night. Got it. And it's down in Northport that you actually split your time with.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start splitting your time between here and Northport?
A little while ago. My dad, I was working at Disney for a while, and my dad was coming up and getting lunch with me. And started discussing how, you know, they're getting on in years and they're going to need some help soon. And they'd really need me to come back down and help them out. And,
was that this year, last year?
Last year, heading into this year, yeah.
So like December.
Yeah, they're already making end of life plans. So.
Oh no! Well, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's, at least they're getting a plan together now.
So normally, if you do drop her to school in the morning, although it's typically not you, is that typically what she requests is be dropped? Is that from everyone or just because of your car?
She doesn't mind getting dropped off much. It's the nicer white Sentra over there. But it is very common for her to get dropped off down the road and want to walk up and find her friends and kind of hang out.
Does she typically hang out with her friends only at school, or does she have any in the neighborhood here?
She doesn't have any in the neighborhood here, but she does have friends from school that she gets together with on weekends and whatnot.
Okay. So after you dropped her off sometime between 8:25, 8:40 area, do you remember?
I left my phone at home, so I wasn't sure what the...
Gotcha. That's fine. Do you remember what you did after?
After I left her, I was watching her in the rearview mirror just driving away, and she looked like she was making her way towards the school like normal, so I went on with my day, went over to the vape shop nearby, they were not open yet, so I came back home, hung out for a little while with Jen, and then after about an hour, I went to check the vape shop again, and they were open, so I took care of my stuff there, and it became a normal day.
Okay. So... just to go through your... I asked Jennifer the same questions, just to go through everyone's days, but just to go through yours. So you dropped her off at school, and you said you went to the vape shop?
Correct.
They weren't open?
Correct.
Do you remember about what time you got home?
I got home around maybe 9:45.
Gotcha. And was she... was Jennifer here?
Yeah, Jen was here. She had been sleeping in... her new work schedule has had her kind of messed up, so she was trying to sleep in as much as possible.
Gotcha. So when you got back around 10?
She was just waking up. Yeah. So we hung out for a little while, chit-chatted. Then I went and checked the vape shop again, got my stuff, came home again, hung out for a little while. We talked about maybe, doing some BJ shopping or something after we picked up. And she wanted to take a nap again. I had a couple errands I needed to run, so that worked out fine.
Sorry.
I wanted to check out a couple of the card game shops in the area. One of my trading card games just had a new release, so I just wanted to look at stuff. Ended up getting a flat tire.
Okay.
So that's one of my... hoopties on
hoop. Where'd you get a flower? Where'd you get a flat tire?
192. That was hair raising.
And that was when you were out shopping during the day?
Yeah. That was between the hours of noon and like 2.
Okay. Got it. And then so after...
Because we needed to leave by 2:30 to go get in line and get ready to pick up.
Got it. So you guys went and picked her up together?
That was the goal. Yes, I was going to go with them, but I ended up getting a flat tire.
So you couldn't.
Yeah, I got back literally 10 minutes after she left, apparently.
Got it. And so, forgive me, I missed something. I kind of missed it in the middle of there, but you got back home around 10. You hung out with Jen, and then y'all just kind of hung out. And then did you separate to go shopping, or?
She took a nap, and then I went and ran my errands.
Okay, got it. And then around noon or 2 o'clock, is when you got flat tire and she was leaving to pick up.
No, so when we hung out first, I'd gone to the vape shop, which was now open, to get my vape, and then came back and hung out more. And then we separated and I did my errands and she took a nap.
That was
around noonish when that.
Got it, okay. I just want to make sure I asked that straight. So you went back to the vape shop. Which vape shop is it? Where's the vape shop around here?
Cigarette Online on John Young.
Oh, okay, I didn't know there was one around here.
Is it e-cigarette, e-smoker, e-something online? But I've been going to them for a while. I think I'll remember their name.
And you made it out there about what time is that?
That was probably just after 11 that I finished up there.
Okay. Got it. Now, can you remember the day prior to Monday? Do you remember, I mean, I guess if anything happened between Saturday night and Monday when you were here that might have sparked wanting to...
She was so happy.
Okay. Because party, right?
Yeah, and all three of us are together, and she was so happy.
Tell me about Sunday night. Tell me about Sunday into Monday. What you remember?
She just had a party. She was excited.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Just talking about crushes. Her singing that was coming up, and she wanted me to come see her sing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing bad. She was just happy. She was very happy. Everyone was happy. There's nothing out of the ordinary. I can't remember anything particular that happened. I showed her the movie Sister Act.
Ah, okay.
She was singing so well, I told her she reminded me of the choir. When they got their stuff together, and started singing better. Sure.
Gotcha. So Sunday night, did y'all, how do you decide, like, who's going to get her ready for school in the morning and everything?
I take her to school in the morning so she can sleep in as much as possible.
Okay.
I agreed. I've done the school run a few times before. It's not usually my forte, but I don't mind helping.
And so Jennifer shared with me, typically, you normally sleep in the upstairs guest bedroom.
Yeah.
And then she will sleep together in her own bedroom. But last night, or not last night, Sunday, so Jen could get better sleep. She said she's just sent you both upstairs, correct? Gotcha. Okay. Do you remember about what time you went to bed and woke up?
Bed, probably 11, quarter after. Wound up after her party, and we were getting up really, really early so we could make good time getting out of the door. So we got up around 7.
Yeah, y'all left pretty early.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see Jen at all in the morning, or was she still asleep?
Yeah, I saw her a couple times. I was in and out of her room talking to her.
Got it. Okay. And that was before you left around, what time did you leave? About 8:30?
No, earlier than that, we made such good time. I mean, we were so impressed. We made such good time getting out the door. I mean, we were probably out by 7:30, 7:45.
Okay.
Because we wanted to get McDonald's breakfast. We'd been talking about it anyway. She ended up not wanting it after all.
Got it. Any trouble at all recently at home?
No, not recently.
No arguments that you can remember between her and you? Anything that's upset her?
Not for a while.
When was the last time?
Maybe a month. You know, typical, you know, mood swing stuff. You know, she has some pretty bad PMS when she gets it, and being a teenager on top of it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know all about it. Now you said she left her phone, right?
Yeah.
Where did she leave her phone at?
She left it in her room. She's ADHD. So am I, for that matter.
You left your phone too, huh?
Yeah. So we try to be on top of her about that, not forgetting things, but we're also a bit forgetful too.
Got it.
But yeah, it's not uncommon for her to forget everything.
That she leave it in her room or in the bedroom?
She left it in her room. She must have been grabbing her shoes or a hoodie or something and set it down, and that's just how it goes.
Okay. Got it. Gotcha. Is it typical of her, I guess, to forget things like that?
Yeah, very, very typical.
Cool. Got it. All right, man. Well, I mean, you know her better than I do. Is there anything you can think of that, as someone who doesn't know her, that I might be missing out on here? Like, somewhere she may like to be, or somewhere she...
Everything that we... Everywhere that we think she could possibly be, we've checked. I mean, literally, the whole family is just...
So you know of the... You know that the deputies found the video from the church last night of her in the parking lot.
We heard that they saw someone.
So, can you think of a reason that she might have gone and waited in that church that's across the street for a couple minutes before she would have headed back off to school?
No. I mean, she had time to kill, so I don't know. She said she was going to hang out and find her friends, but when I left her, she was on the other side of the street, rummaging through her backpack and just kind of moving towards the school area, so it looked normal.
What do you think she was looking for?
I assume she was just looking for some headphones or something for her walk, but she might have been looking for her actual phone.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's all I can really think of at the moment. I think I have a phone number for you. I tried calling you earlier, but you might have just been asleep.
Yeah. So sorry.
No, it's okay. 256-1832?
That's correct.
Gotcha. What's your address when you stay down south?
When I'm down south, it's my parents' house, so I did not like being here if I can help it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's nice of you to help him out. So.
Yeah, it's just... stressful environment full of poodles and deaf old people.
So after you dropped time at around 8:20 or so, you didn't to get to the vape shop, do you have to like swing back around at all to where the school area is? Is there any chance she saw your car or something and was flagging you down or...
No, I basically just turned around right there.
Okay, so there's no chance she would have, like, seen you from that church parking lot when you were swinging back around to the vape shop?
I would have already been gone at that point.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what might have cost her to go there and then what cost her to leave. Because I think she did stay there till about 8:50, just before school starts. When does school start? 9:30?
9:15, I think is... latest that they should be there by. I think it starts around 9:20 officially.
Gotcha. Is she familiar with that parking lot at all? Is that somewhere she hangs out?
I mean,
or?
A lot of the kids will sort of rendezvous there before heading into school.
Gotcha. Do you recall seeing any other kids walking in the area when you were dropping her off?
We were early. Earlier than usual. She was confident that it was fine. She was just going to hang out and wait for her friends.
Okay. Did she mention that to you at all?
Yeah, did she say anything? I asked her, you know, because we were a little early. We still had some time to go. I said, you want me to wait with you? She said, no, just drop me right here. I'm going to walk up and find my friends.
Okay.
Which is something that she normally does anyway. It wasn't out of the ordinary. And I agreed to it. Like she was making her way towards the school, and I went on with my day.
All right. Well, I appreciate you talking to me. I'm going to go ahead and end this. 12:23 hours.
Many think you need a lot of money to invest, but Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. In fact, you can get started and invest with Acorns with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to 3% match on new contributions. insurance. That's extra money for your retirement. For me, investing often gets put off because it doesn't seem urgent, but it's important to start even with a small amount. Head to acorns.com/hiddentruecrime or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/hiddentruecrime. Does anyone else feel like they could eat a lot healthier if they just weren't so busy? The recent game changer for me, meal kits from Sunbasket. John and I have been cooking with the Sunbasket kits that are delivered straight to our door, and it is so fast, so easy, and so good. And it is thrilling to walk into the kitchen and whip up an easy meal like salmon burgers and seared squash, steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. I joke that I can't cook, yet Sunbasket transforms me into a chef, a really good one, I might add. And I just have to tell you, I had strawberries from Sunbasket that were so flavorful. It was the best tasting produce I have had in years. And it turns out Sunbasket works with very specific farms. Go to sunbasket.com/hiddentruecrime today to save $120 off your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/hiddentruecrime to save $120 across your first four deliveries plus free shipping on your first order. While I love trying new styles, I feel like fashion changes faster than I can keep up. Not to mention, I am not a fan of dressing rooms. These are just a couple reasons why I love renting many of my clothes. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for any occasion. I signed up. I took a style quiz, and they offer suggestions that best match me. So whether you're planning a date night, packing for a conference, headed to a black tie event, you have the perfect outfit without facing a dressing room with fluorescent lights. With my Armoire clothing rental, I feel brave trying new styles because I know it's not forever, just a week or a month. And my favorite thing, having someone else do my laundry when I'm ready for new clothes. Right now, our gems can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. And that is up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/hiddentruecrime. That's armoire.style. So armoire.style/hiddentruecrime to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Case number 24-11313. Today's date is February 27, 2024. The time is 19:16 hours. We're in Kissimmee speaking with Stefan Stearns. Okay, so I know that you already spoke to the other detective, right, about everything that kind of happened today. If you can just kind of go over it with us one more time, the timeline from, like, when you guys woke up and took her to school and all that.
So we woke up early. The plan was that we were going to get McDonald's breakfast on the way. So we made amazingly good time.
I don't mean to interrupt you, okay? Neither of us were here yesterday. So if you can be kind of like specific about like times and stuff like that, okay?
Woke up around 7:15, somewhere around there, which is an early start for us. But we had talked about getting McDonald's breakfast beforehand. So we wanted to make good time. We did make good time. We got out the door maybe 7:30-ish, 7:45-ish, maybe. Got over to that area. She was asleep in the car most of the time, just snoozing until we got there. We got to McDonald's. We're close to McDonald's. I said, "You still want it?" She wasn't interested in the McDonald's anymore, so we continued on. And she wanted to be dropped off a little down the ways from the school. She's got this phase that she's been into lately where she's very particular about what car she's seen getting out of in front of the school. My cars are, I guess, kind of hoopties. I get it. It's an image thing. But that was sometime probably between 8:20 and 8:40-ish, somewhere in there. It was along the stretch of the road that on the right side that has all the communities on it before you get to the overpass. You could see the overpass from where it was.
Mm-hmm.
So it was on that side on that stretch of road. And that's where I dropped her off. She said she was going to go wait for her friends. She was going to find them and hang out and wait for her friends. And I asked if that was going to be okay. She said, "Yeah, it's fine. Kids get dropped off early enough as it is. So it's not totally unusual for that to happen. It's just not usually that early that I drop her off. I mm-hmm. do school runs every once in a while for her. I said, okay, let her out. Have a good day. Love you. Thanks. Love you too. And I turned around and was driving away and was watching her in my rearview mirror to make sure that she was going where she was to go. And she was moving in that direction, but she was rummaging around in her backpack or something. What I assumed was probably headphones or something like that, but I found out later that she forgot her phone here, so she may have been rummaging for her phone. But she was still kind of making her way towards that direction, so it looked okay. It looked like any other day. And I just continued on.
Okay. When you said you dropped her off, like, in the area, kind of, like, where exactly did you drop her off?
So if you pull down the street going towards the school,
mm-hmm.
You've got that whole strip of communities on the right side there.
Mm-hmm.
It was in that stretch of sidewalk there. We pulled in and maybe about halfway up the street or so, and she was like, right here's good.
Was it, like, in one of the apartment complexes, the church?
Not in. It was outside when the apartment. It was just on the sidewalk on the That's side of the road there. Yeah. Just like a tuck and roll, you know?
Okay, so, like, if I were to be on the road, where...
With the maps.
Like, what do you remember seeing that you dropped her off at?
I remember the overpasses up ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The sidewalk was on the right. Row of trees. There's, I think, a median in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another community maybe across from that before you get to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like before the church.
So Town Loop Boulevard's that street that connects to the school.
Yeah.
Is that the street that you...
Is this which one?
So that's Town Loop Boulevard, right?
That's the one. And where's the school located here? The
school's right here.
School's right there. Okay, so the school would be on the left in this case. Here's the overpass I was talking about. Yeah, we came from Town Loop, I think, which is Town Center. Yeah, so we made a right here and then pulled somewhere about...
So you came from Town Center and turned onto Town Loop.
Yeah, where's the church? Is this the church here?
That's the church.
Okay, so we weren't up to the church yet. So we were pulled onto here and then we pulled maybe about halfway up here. And I dropped her off somewhere in this area here.
And she walked from there to the school?
Yeah.
It's a pretty long way.
It's maybe a block or so, but it's not out of the ordinary for her. She likes to do that sometimes. She likes the cold weather. She's wearing her hoodie. She
uh-huh.
likes the cold walks.
So you dropped her off near Lilac? Does that sound right?
Yeah, it wasn't at a cross street. It was just at just a bit of the sidewalk there.
So did you merge into the sidewalk, or did you stop in the middle of the street, or...
I just pulled over to the sidewalk there. Let her hop out.
How often do you drop her off?
This might be the fifth or sixth time I've ever done it.
Okay. And when you drop her off, where do you normally drop her off at?
Normally down the street from the school. She requests that a lot.
Like the same area or somewhere
especially
else?
Especially if it's sometimes in the church parking lot. Sometimes just wherever she tells us to let her out, as long as it's close, you know.
So it was halfway between Town Loop and Town Center and the church?
Yeah, it's like, it's just in this stretch right here. Like, we got about maybe halfway up and it was there.
The McDonald's that you guys were going to stop at, did you pull into the plaza at any point?
No, she... 86 the idea before we even got there.
What do you mean by 86?
Poo-pooed the idea. Didn't want it anymore.
Okay.
Wasn't in the mood anymore.
At any point while you were driving to the school, did you make a U-turn?
Yeah, I tried to sell her on McDonald's one more time because I was still kind of hungry, but at that point she was also just wanting to get to school.
Okay, so where...
We turned right back around.
Where did you make that U-turn at?
Actually, the school park, not the school parking lot, the church parking lot. I pulled into that, turned around and pulled back out. Did a U-turn there and went back to the McDonald's. And she still wasn't having it. And that's when we came back. See, the McDonald's is on the same Town Loop or Town Center. It connects to the same road that the,
mm-hmm.
that the school's on. Yeah, so it's like a straight shot.
So you guys came from, just so I can kind of get a good visualization, Town Center and
mm-hmm.
what? Where did you come from, Town Center?
Town Center. So where's the McDonald's? I'm so bad at reading these. I'm sorry. So we
this
came,
is all Town Center.
So we came across on Town Loop, I believe. Is that the school that is that the road that the school is on?
No, this is Town Center. Okay. So you said you were on Town Center, and then you made a right on Town Loop, which is the one that takes you to the school.
Yes, correct.
Right.
I think you passed it.
But what I'm saying is, before Town Loop, or I'm sorry, for Town Center, what street did you take?
I'm so sorry. I'm bad with the streets around here.
How do you usually get to the school?
Take John Young and then wait till I see the McDonald's and make a left there and then follow that around, and that goes straight into the road that the school is on. I just use the landmarks, and I don't memorize the street names.
Is that J. Lippy?
Yeah. Yeah, so this is JYP.
I mean, at the McDonald's you turn right?
And then you said you made a left at the McDonald's? So
yeah,
that's
so
Jongyeong Parkway. You're going
north
on Jongyeong.
McDonald's and then go around, and then that shoots straight into the road that she's on.
Okay. Because that's...
I believe that's the correct road.
Yeah, well, that's the fastest way to get there, but... You told me you came from Town Center and Town Loop.
I'm sorry, I don't know the street names.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
so,
I'm doing my
no,
best.
That's okay. So now that we know that you came from Jongyeong Parkway and you made a left on Town Loop,
mm-hmm.
so you passed the McDonald's.
Yeah, that was when she said no to McDonald's the first time.
Okay, so you guys keep on going on Town Loop.
Yeah, but at that point, we still had a lot of time to kill. Very early.
So what did you guys do?
Drove towards the school, made a U-turn, came back, tried to do the McDonald's thing again. She didn't want it.
So did you do the U-turn at?
It probably was right by the church because it was still way too early for school. So it was on that stretch of road. I mean, they had the meeting there and the separation, so that left turn where the church is. To make a U-turn there.
And then after you dropped her off, what did you do?
Stayed, talked to her for a minute, made sure, you know, is it all right that you're going early? Because it was still early.
Mm-hmm.
She said, yeah, it's fine. I'm going to hang out and wait for my friends to get there, which she does sometimes, so it didn't sound, you know, outrageous or anything. That was it. Told her to have a good day. I loved her. She told me she loved me too. I turned around to leave, and I was watching her in my rearview mirror. And she looked like she was walking in the right direction. She was rummaging in her bag a little bit, like I said, but still sort of just shambling in the right direction while she was doing it. So it looked normal. It looked okay.
Okay, and then what did you do after you left the area?
I left to go to the local vape shop because I needed some more vape juice. They weren't quite open yet, so I ended up going back home. Hung out with Jen for a little while. Waited about an hour or so, and then went back and checked the vape shop again. It was open, so I got what I needed there. And came back home and hung out with Jen again for a while.
Do you remember what time you came home?
The first time was probably right around 10, close to it. And then I waited here and went back to the vape shop. Probably finished at the vape shop and came back home again a little after 11.
Okay. You said the first time that you hung out with Jen for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Was Jen here when you got here at 10?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. She might have been at her blood appointment. Let me double check. I know she had a blood appointment at some point during the day.
Oh, it's okay. We don't have to ask her right now.
Sorry, everything's a blur.
So she might have been here. She might have not have been here
I
the first time.
I believe she was here because she was sleeping in as much as she possibly could because she's been messed up with a new work schedule. So she had to be here because she didn't want to sleep in.
Okay.
I'll double check, but yeah, I believe she was here.
And then what time did you say you left again to the smoke shop?
Maybe after an hour or so, maybe 11 or so.
Okay. And then what time did you get to the smoke shop?
It's maybe 10 minutes away, so not long after that. Stopped in and got some juice. And
what's the name of the smoke shop?
Eastman Wrong Way.
Okay.
It's just over off of John Young. It's not far from the school.
And then after the smoke shop, what did you do? Okay, for how long?
At least until maybe 12:30, 12:45-ish, something like that.
And then what'd you do after that?
I had a couple errands to run over on 192. She was talking about making a BJ shopping list. She just wanted to make sure I was back in time for us to both go pick up. So I was visiting some card shops around the area on 192. I'm kind of a nerd, so we had a new trading card game release, and I was seeing what the situation was with it.
Do you remember what places you visited?
Yeah, Coliseum of Comics. Stopped by a couple Targets, and I was going to go to House Rules Games down by Oak and 192.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't make it that far. I got a flat tire on the way.
Do you remember where you got your flat tire?
It was on 192. I pulled into one of those plazas somewhere. It's been about 10 years since I switched out a tire, though, so I made a lot of rookie mistakes and ended up pinning my thumb between the frame and the jack. Yeah, lucky it's not a lot worse than it could have been.
Do you remember the name of the plaza, by any chance? Do you remember what stores were
in this plaza? It was, like, right before you got to Oak, though, so it was one of those little strips.
Okay.
Make it back in time because of that. I thankfully had the spare. I put that on and tried to get back in time, but caught every red light on the way. And she ended up leaving out. I was about 10 minutes late on it. So I called her and let her know what happened. Apologized profusely because I promised I'd be there with her to go pick her up. Just sat and waited. After that, she had already gone to get her, so I just sat and waited and hung out, straightened up the house a little bit. That was it. Then we got the call.
What do you mean you got the call?
Got the call from her that had not come out. So we started getting worried. Started making calls to her family. Be on the lookout. She might be walking to you.
Is it normal for her to not have her phone?
Unfortunately, she's severely ADHD, as am I.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not uncommon at all, and that very, very usual thing for her to forget things. She'd forget her head if it wasn't screwed on. We're forgetful about, writing her about that. It will remind her, and then it will leave our mind, and she'll say okay, and then it will leave her mind.
And is she on medication for this stuff?
Normally, yes. She's been staying with her grandparents a lot this week.
Uh-huh.
So she has not been getting her meds a whole lot.
Okay.
So she was really spaced.
Where?
Disney. Concierge.
What changed in her hours that she didn't fall asleep?
She's training, so it's not a set schedule yet.
Okay.
It's just early this day, late closing training this day.
So different hours. Yeah, no, that takes a toll.
So came up here, she needed help. I split my time between the two places. I needed a visit. We all needed to be a little happier together. So.
This is a great thing. Joe, I think. Just tell me, Joe.
And where's the McDonald's?
Where?
We're just trying to figure out your direction of travel, right?
I'm so sorry. I'm so bad with that area over there, Hunter's Creek.
You said you made a U-turn
mm-hmm.
at the church. To go see if she wanted McDonald's again, correct?
Yes.
Did you go anywhere else? Because I know you said you had time to kill.
Yeah.
Did you guys go anywhere else?
No, we didn't go anywhere else.
Is there a reason why you would be back on John Young Parkway?
When we tried to go back to McDonald's a second time, we would have made a left over there instead and just looped around again.
What do you mean?
Just made a circle.
Made a circle, huh? Can you show me on the map?
So this is the McDonald's going back down right here, to right? McDonald's.
That's the McDonald's right there.
Correct. So going back down and then just straight shot back down.
You would come down this way?
I can't leave the map. I'm so sorry.
Yep, I'll go.
Where's the McDonald's?
The McDonald's is right here. This is Town Loop. So okay. This is Jongyeong Park. You guys are coming up.
This is McDonald's.
Yep.
And the school's on this corner.
Correct. Over somewhere over here. Mm-hmm. So we come back out here, there, and then we can take a straight shot back down to the school again there. They connect. Town Loop and Town Center connect.
Right.
So it's...
So where did you make the U-turn?
The U-turn was on the street when we were going to go back to McDonald's. And we drove down to McDonald's here.
All right. So just so I don't get confused. You're going up Jongyeong Parkway, right? You're going northbound.
Originally, yes.
Right. You make a left at the McDonald's.
Here, go towards the school.
Okay. How far did you get before you made the U-turn?
We got... Is this the school right here?
Yep, that's Town Loop.
So we got up to here and then made a U-turn over here. Past the median.
Okay. So...
And back to McDonald's.
On Lincoln Town Loop.
Still time to kill. Still didn't want the McDonald's, but I did give her a raspberry and cheese Danish.
So did you go through the drive-thru? Did you go inside?
No, didn't go inside.
Where did you get the Danish from?
Oh, the Antonin's that I bought from her. I gave her a couple of those.
Okay.
So she wasn't without food totally. So we just continued past it again and turned around and said, screw it, you know, just drop you off early.
Okay, so you came back around to the McDonald's.
And then... Right onto the school.
What's is that back on Jongyeong Parkway?
Yeah,
or?
Back on the Jongyeong Parkway. It comes down here, mm-hmm. And then here's Town Center again.
So then you took Town Center,
yes.
The second time around.
Yes, and then made a right down to the school.
Do you remember what time you dropped her off?
I estimated it to be sometime between 8:20, 8:40.
Are you on your phone? Do you have Google Maps?
I do, but I wasn't mapsing it.
When you're giving her rides, does she sit in the front or the back?
She sits in the front. She likes to sit in the front.
Do you mind if I look at your maps real quick?
Yes.
Thanks.
And just to confirm also, you said, so the second time around... You said you went up Jongyeong Parkway. You went through Town Center this time. Made a right on Town Loop. And then you said you dropped her off.
Right here in this stretch here.
Around this area. Okay. Which was before the underpass.
Correct. Before the underpass, just before the church. The church was ahead on the left. The underpass was just beyond that. The school was just on the other side of the underpass. So maybe
on the left-hand side.
Maybe a block away.
Okay. And you said that that's typical of her to walk that distance?
Yeah. She likes the morning walks when it's cool. She doesn't like being seen getting out of certain cars, being a middle schooler, it's an image thing. And she will sometimes like to hang out and wait for her friends. She's known to do that.
Do you mind if I just take a picture of your history?
Yeah, it's fine.
And that time would have been, you said around
8:20-ish, 8:30, sometime between 8:20 and 8:40.
What time does she go into class?
She has to be there no later than 9:15. Doors open at 8. Doors open at 9, I think. And then school officially starts around 9:20 or 9:28, I think.
Okay. And when you dropped her off, is that earlier than typical, later than typical, around the same
earlier
time?
Earlier than typical. Okay. We had made really good time that morning, and with the subtraction of McDonald's, we had more time than usual.
Okay.
And she said it was okay. She was very confident, convincing that it would be fine.
And you saw what direction she walked to after you dropped her off?
Yeah, it looked like she was moving towards the direction of the school like she was supposed to.
Was she still on the right side of the road, or did she cross over?
She was when I left her, yeah. She was still on the right side.
What kind of phone is this?
S23 Ultra, I think.
I don't know how to work this thing.
I barely know how to work it myself.
I'm an iPhone person.
Nah.
Is it okay if I go in your settings real quick? I just want to see if you're logged on to your Google.
I am not logged on to my Google with that, actually.
Is it okay if I check?
Yeah.
Does she have any other devices besides that phone? Any other electronics?
She had her school laptop with her.
Okay. Is that still supposed to be with her?
Still supposed to be with her, yes.
Okay. And what kind of book bag was she carrying?
Black book bag with like grayish blue hibiscus flowers on it, like a print.
When she leaves in the mornings, what does she usually put her phone?
Either in her backpack or like her back pocket, kind of wherever she just thinks to put it at the time.
Hold on, I don't know how to use this phone. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
I don't know, you've probably been asked already, but she's never ran away or been away for longer than a certain period of time, amount of time.
I think she'd know what to do if she did run away. She's not the type. She's a good kid.
Besides the ADHD, is she diagnosed with anything else?
She was tested a while back and had some symptoms of autism, so she's potentially on the spectrum there.
Okay.
She was officially diagnosed with it when she was younger, and then she was retested and said, well, she shows symptoms of being on the spectrum, but maybe not full-on autistic.
Is this what you use to go places?
Yes. Go places, search addresses, look at store hours, write reviews. It's a pretty new phone, though. Have we had any updates?
We literally have like 50 people right now on scene looking. I don't know if there's any updates. The best person would be the other detective because he's the one that is in charge of all this.
I don't think I've eaten anything since yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are worried.
When did you come back to help Jen? Is that her name?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, because you live down south, right? Mm-hmm. When did you come back up north to help her?
I just got here this weekend.
Do you remember what day it was?
Sunday? Sunday was her birthday party, so yeah, it was the evening after her birthday party. Sunday.
Okay. Do you remember what time you got here on Sunday?
8:30-ish, maybe.
Okay.
Just in time to make sure that she was doing all her nighttime routines.
You live in North Pole, right?
Yeah, I split my time between the two places.
Is that Broward County or
Sarasota County, Sarasota, I believe, okay. Or Charlotte County, either way.
Gotcha.
It's my parents' house. They're old lady help these days, and they got a house full of poodles. It's chaos. So I needed to come back up here and just get away from that. Between two deaf old people yelling at each other and poodles yapping all the time, it's enough to drive anyone up a wall. I was very happy to be back here.
Did you, when you guys were looking for the, you guys look?
Me and her stayed local. It was all the rest of the family that mobilized and was beating the bushes. And
did you guys drive together or separate?
I don't think we drove anywhere when we were looking.
You didn't drive anywhere?
Not that I recall.
Did you guys go anywhere last night? Was that media?
Maybe. I think Fox 35 or something was coming.
Yeah, if it is, let me tell him to move the
okay.
I don't recall. You have to ask her if we went anywhere. I don't recall. I was so zonked out on Ativan at that point.
Okay.
Because I was a wreck. I don't
think. And this would have been when?
I don't recall us going anywhere last night, but I, honestly, at that point my brain was mush and I was on so many tranquilizers to keep me stable. I was just.
You said Ativan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you usually take that, or?
Yeah, I have a prescription. I haven't needed it in a long time, though. But
what's that for?
Anxiety.
Okay.
I was having these rolling panic attacks and breaking down, crying, and I just.
Oh, it got lost. Sorry.
Thank you. There you go. And it was the only way I could get to sleep last night. Again this afternoon. That's why I missed your calls. I'm sorry. So took an Ativan and conked out for a few minutes. It's the only time when I'm not crying. It's okay if I just pop down real quick.
Yeah. So we're trying to get just a good idea, times, all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm giving my best recollections. I'm not a morning person as it is. So a lot of the times are best guess.
But we know that you go up Jongyang Parkway. That's the, yes, the road you usually take to take her. And then you make a left at that McDonald's, right, which is the town loop.
You can make a left to get there either at the McDonald's or at town center itself. They both lead to the school.
So if you leave her at, just so you get a sense of direction, Jongyang Parkway goes northbound and southbound. So you're going northbound into Orange County, making a left at the McDonald's, which is the town loop. You said when you did drop her off, at that medium, you said it was around 8:20, 8:30-ish, somewhere around that time?
Somewhere in there, yeah. It was early, but not, like, outrageously early, you know?
So what would you estimate when you made a left at that McDonald's to be?
After I dropped her off?
No, I'm saying when you dropped her off.
Oh, first left by that McDonald's.
Yeah, when you first go, that first left that you make at the McDonald's.
It had to have been around maybe eight, maybe quarter after eight, sometime in there.
Okay.
Sometime between eight and a quarter after, I think.
All right, so just so it's, you can kind of picture it here on the map. So you're going northbound. You make a left here around like 8:10, 8:15. Let's say 8:15 around there. When you get over here, you make a U-turn. You go back to the McDonald's. But you said that she still doesn't want the McDonald's.
Still doesn't want it. She was just going to eat the danishes that I had given her.
So you're going up here now, still northbound on Jongyang Parkway. Mm-hmm. You make a left at town center this time.
Town center, then make a right onto, yes.
And then you drop her off around like 8.
Dropped her off around halfway up the road there.
So keep in mind, all of this is still northbound.
Okay.
Right? You're still northbound on Jongyang Parkway. So why is your car seen going southbound at 8:10? I'll show you what location it is. McDonald's is over here.
Mm-hmm.
At 8:10, your car is seen going southbound.
at this intersection. So meaning going toward Kissimmee.
Mm-hmm. I had forgotten my gate clicker. I'm sorry. I forgot I had gone back to the house real quick after we left. Because I forgot my gate clicker. I actually had to go through the front gate and use my parking pass to grab my clicker. So it was the wrong time. I'm sorry. Like I said, I was guesstimating these times. I'm not a morning person.
Okay.
So yes, we'd gone out.
How far did you get before you came back down when you realized you forgot your clicker?
Nearly all the way to the school. And then we turned around. We had plenty of time to kill, so it was time to go back. I rushed back, got the clicker, and that's when I came back here this way.
So you guys came back here to get your clicker?
Correct.
So when we look at the cameras in the front, it's going to show you coming back in here with her in the car?
Yes, with her in the passenger seat, okay. Yes.
I know it sounds like we're asking you stupid questions, okay? We just want to verify the times.
I'm sorry I'm not being more help. I'm not a morning person. I was half asleep as it was. I'm trying.
The clicker's to get where?
Into our neighborhood.
Okay. And you forgot the clicker where?
I forgot the clicker here.
So how did you get in?
I was able to use my parking sticker for them to scan to let me through.
Okay. So could you not have done that after you dropped her off?
I could have, but I also like to come back in from the back gate a lot of the times, and I didn't know if I would be back right away. And sometimes they're busy up front, so it's better not to wait in the line.
What time is security usually there at the front gate?
They were there when I came through. He scanned my ticket.
So would it have not just made more sense to drop her off and come back since security's already there?
I don't know if it makes more sense. It's just what I did.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Anything else that we haven't asked that you feel is important? Maybe that might help us out?
I'm sorry I'm having trouble recollecting everything.
I'm going to step away for a second.
Anything that you remember maybe she might have told you?
She didn't mention anything in particular. I made a joke about her Crocs. She wears Crocs and socks. So we were joking about that.
Would you say she's usually like a happy, go-lucky girl?
Very happy. She brings a lot of joy. She's a very good girl. It definitely doesn't feel the same around here if she's not here. She was so happy, too. She was looking forward to my visit here. She was looking forward to us all being together. She was just happy. She was just very happy.
So you guys, you'd say you guys have a pretty good relationship?
Yeah. Definitely have a very strong bond. Since she goes to when she gets in a fight with her and she needs someone to comfort her and I'm that person for her, you know. Good most of the time, not long ago, so she's getting the PMS mood swings and they butt heads, and so as well as you can expect, but otherwise very loving. This girl knows nothing but love here in this house. She hardly ever hears the word no. Double-edged sword that is.
How is she in school?
So-so. She's so-so in school.
Like grade-wise?
She's doing a lot better, though. Apparently, she just made Student of the Week.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So we're very proud of her. She's doing singing, choir, and she's sounding just amazing. She sang for me last night, and I immediately wanted to show her the movie Sister Act because of the choir singing. was so pretty, it reminded me. I told her I was very proud of her.
Does she have, does she like video games, anything like that?
She does like video games, yeah. She plays Roblox, Minecraft. I think those are the two big ones that I know of.
You don't know her to, like, ever have any friends on there that she talks to, anything like that?
She does. She does group chats. She does, like, voice chatting, too, on it. Usually with, like, her cousins or her friends. And they'll all be playing Roblox or something, you know, yelling at each other on the phone.
When's the last time you all lived together?
December.
December. And you said the reason was for your parents down there?
Yeah, going down to help them because they're getting on in age and they're making their end-of-life plans and they need someone to help out.
Can you unlock this one more time, please?
Sure.
I have a question.
Yes.
Sorry, are you guys done?
No, we're good.
The other detective mentioned that you did not have your phone yesterday?
Correct.
Tell me about that.
I left my phone at home in the morning, too. I was so busy riding her to the door on time that I left my phone. She left her phone. Okay. We both left our phones.
Did you have your phone when you went to the smoke shop?
Not the first time after I dropped her off. I was still without it. I got my phone and went back to the smoke shop later when I got home.
And then I also noticed, I was checking your call history. I noticed that you don't have anything before this morning. Is that unusual on your phone?
No, it's a new phone. I went to do an update yesterday morning, and I don't know what the fuck, pardon me. I don't know what the heck I did, but somehow during the massive OS update, I managed to factory reset my phone and lose all of my contacts, all my information.
Mm-hmm. What time was that? Do you remember?
Oh, sometime while I was hanging out with Jen. Jen might know. I looked at her and said, what did I just do?
Okay.
She might know better. I don't know what time it was. It was when I was here with Jen.
Okay. I don't think I have any other questions. Do you
I don't know where my head was yesterday. It was so far up my backside.
That's okay. We understand. In the meantime, while we're waiting for all this to get sorted out, I am going to hold on to your phone, okay? I'll give it back to you when we're done. Okay? Do you have any questions for us?
How long are you going to need my phone? That's.
I'm not sure. I'm waiting for my supervisor to call me.
My dad. It's just my dad's using that to get a hold of me and get updates.
They can call Jen's phone.
Okay.
Did the other detective give you his business card?
I believe so.
Okay, well, here's mine in case you want it for any reason.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you swear that everything you told us is true?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. I know it's a little hectic right now. And then I know you were about to head somewhere. If you can just hang tight and refrain from going back in your car, please.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. I was actually going to move it over a spot.
No, just leave it here. It's fine. Thank you.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.